I will be working with you today with Virtuous Men and Women International Ministries Bible Teaching Seminar 2023. Today's date is October 25th, 2023. The message today is faith. I want to be expounding on the Word of God today on behalf of faith. When we have faith in the Lord, then we trust Him and we trust His Word, and we also trust those whom He have in front of us to give His Word. So it's two words I would like to give a definition of today, and that word is exhortation. That word is a noun, and that word is defined as to encourage, to instruct, or teaching. The next word I would like to talk about is incite, move to action, move to action. That word is a verb, incite, I-N-C-I-T-E. So I would like to give the definition of that word, move to action. Okay, so I want to be talking here briefly with you about faith. So if you have your Bibles, let's go to Mark, the 10th chapter. And the 22nd verse through the 25th verse, I would like to talk briefly about this particular work that Jesus Christ was performing and demonstrating before his disciples. Also, I would like to thank all of those who are joining with us this afternoon on behalf of this Bible study and teaching out of the gospel. So I will be working with Mark, the 10th chapter. So I want to start here at Mark, the 10th chapter. So Jesus Christ is here. He is demonstrating the power of faith. Faith is not just whereas we believe in a particular work or a particular person, but faith is whereas the faith that I'm talking about is whereas our Lord Jesus Christ gave us a command to believe. When we believe in Jesus, we have a responsibility to move to action and to accept that word and put that word into proper action. Okay, I want to start reading here. I want to go up a little bit further. I said the 22nd verse, the 10th chapter of Mark, the 22nd verse, but I would like to run up a little bit further here. I want to go up to the 13th verse. I'm making a slight change here so I can explain what I'm teaching about today. The 13th verse. And seeing a fig tree afar off heaven. Now let's go down to the 12th verse. That'll give us a better explanation. 12th verse. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungered. Who was hungered? Jesus Christ. 13th verse. And seeing a fig tree. Afar off heaven leaves, he came, if happily he might find something thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. So the timing was not, it was not time for the figs to be developed on the tree, so therefore the tree was barren. Not that the figs was not going to ever grow, but they had not arrived on the tree at that time. 14th verse, and Jesus answered and said unto it, he's talking to the tree now, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. So why is it that Jesus Christ could speak to the fig tree and could command that there would never be any figs or any fruits to grow on this tree? The reason is because Jesus Christ had authority in our Heavenly Father. He had authority, whereas he could speak a word and his word was alive and his word would be established as true and could be received as a word which is incited and moved to action. So Christ had action. He had action because he is the Son of God. So he's demonstrating power here to his disciples, So the word disciple is defined as students. So he's here training his students. Fifteen verse, and they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. So here Jesus is, he's looking on the heart of these men that is in the temple, meaning the church, and their intent was to mislead on behalf of being in the temple, mislead the disciples on behalf of why they were there with their merchandise and having their merchandise to be put on sale in the temple. That does not mean that we as a people don't have a right to have a business and to sell our merchandise, but our merchandise must be put in a place where we can put it up as a business and we can do this selling with order. So we don't ever want to be out of order on behalf of our businesses. But these particular individuals, the reason why Jesus Christ is offended by their actions and their behaviors for selling their merchandise because they was in the wrong place, they were out of order, and this particular practice should not have been practiced in this particular place, which was the temple, which was the church. So I want to come down a little bit further here to the 21st verse. And Peter called to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. So Jesus is here. He is going to answer Peter according to where he is as far as how much he have been taught. If we are not taught properly, usually by our parents is the one that we expect to lay a foundation down for our life, giving us knowledge of direction, knowledge of our self-esteem, knowledge of the type of friends that we should choose. I am only using these wordings just for an example. So we get our knowledge either from those whom the Lord put in front of us to do a work. So the Lord would have me to teach his word. teach the gospel. So the gospel is another term for the word. When I say that I am teaching the word of Jesus Christ, I'm teaching Jesus Christ live. His word is alive, in which we can believe. And Jesus Christ is the person that we can trust as the person that did the work on behalf of the gospel. So when I say the gospel, I'm speaking on behalf of prophecy. Prophecy, although the person that did the work on behalf of a word that came forth from our Heavenly Father or from Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ spoke that word to our heart, then we can follow that word and we can take heed to that word and we can believe that word and put it in action in our life and live. How do we know when a person is a prophet or a prophetess? Women are the female gender for prophetess. The male gender is the prophet. So we can believe when Jesus Christ speaks to the heart, and we always know. How do we determine when we get a prophet? See, from a female gender or a male gender, we determine that prophecy by way of confirmation. We get a word of confirmation that that word was spoken to the heart of the person, male or female. We get the confirmation in our heart and spirit that that word is from Christ. So even if the prophet or the prophetess has passed on or deceased, if our Heavenly Father spoke that word to the heart of that person, then that word is still alive and effective for living. So here I want to talk briefly on behalf of faith. So what is the definition of faith? The word faith biblically is defined as when the Lord Jesus Christ command a prophet or a prophetess to do a work or to teach his word. So when I say command, that means that Jesus Christ gave me a word, gave me a command, and commanded me to teach his word, or a male gender to teach his word. That means that person received a word from Jesus Christ. Heart to heart, mind to mind, and that person knows that Jesus Christ spoke that word. How? Because that person received a word of confirmation. And usually you're not the only one that understands that the Lord spoke that word. That could be other judges, like other pastors, other teachers or apostles. They or those people can have a knowledge of the fact that the teacher or the person who have the work of the gospel, they can understand that that work came directly from heaven, which is a word from Jesus Christ, our Lord. Okay, so I'm gonna run down this a little bit further. So the tree did wither away because Jesus Christ is here alive and he is speaking according to his authority in our Heavenly Father. So did our Heavenly Father give Jesus Christ a word or give him a command to curse the fig tree? No, our Heavenly Father did not give him a word to Christian Fig Tree, but our Heavenly Father agreed with him because he gave Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm talking about our Heavenly Father now. Our Heavenly Father gave Jesus Christ the authority. What authority do Jesus Christ have? The same level of authority as our Heavenly Father. So Jesus Christ is utilizing or working with his faith and his authority to speak a word. So, but Peter is confirming to Jesus Christ and reminiscing on behalf of the word that Jesus Christ spoke. Let's go back over to 21st verse. And Peter called unto remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. So Jesus Christ is going to explain to Peter about the authority that he have, and he's also demonstrating authority for the students that is working with him. 22nd verse. And Jesus answering saith unto them, whom is them? He's speaking to his students, the disciples. Have faith in God. So when he used this term, faith, when he used that word, he said, have faith in God. That means that if you was given a work to do, if you was called to do the work, and you are performing the work that Jesus Christ himself is giving, then when you speak that word, then that word should have power, and it should be effective, and it should produce exactly what was spoken. That's quite a bit to say. So, but this is what Jesus is saying. Have faith in God. 23rd verse. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So Jesus Christ is talking to the disciples here. Also, he did not give any limitations on whom had the authority to do this work. However, whomever have the authority to do this work should be called and commanded to do the work with an assignment. So those who do not have a call and those whom have not been given an assignment to work at this level, to speak a word to a mountain. So the mountain is just an illustration. It's an illustration of a word, whereas you may be in a impossible situation. So, however, Jesus Christ is encouraging his students to believe in God. I'm going to read over this 23rd verse once again. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things, I'm going to read over this once again, 23rd verse. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So this particular assignment is given to his disciples. So if they ever utilize this work, if they ever utilize this work and do and put in practice exactly what Jesus Christ have assigned to them, then when they do the work, then the work is effective. And when they speak, they word, their words is alive and will bring to pass exactly what they spoke. 24th verse. Therefore I say unto you, now Jesus Christ has given some other instructions. 24th verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Therefore, Jesus Christ is teaching his disciples confidence. He is taking them higher for their, he's taking them higher for their faith. So we can have faith, but if we don't have teachers, we don't have instructors who will give us direction and give us the assignment, then we may not be effective for living. But Jesus Christ is here giving his students instructions on what the assignment is, what the instructions are, how to think, and what to think about. So then on the 24th verse, he gave them confidence and instructions again. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. So the word pray is when we put up a request. That means that he is giving his students or disciples instructions to put up a request to whom? Our Heavenly Father. Or we do have authority to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. So he's giving them a third level of instructions. 25th verse. And when you stand praying, forgive. So he's giving them another turn. Forgive. Forgive whom? The ones that have sinned against you or committed a crime. Or the ones whom have offended you. Often we can offend our children. We can offend our those of us who have husbands. We can offend our spouses. So when we do such, Jesus Christ is here giving his disciples, if they do, forgive them. If they offend them, if they are offended by someone who did them wrong. Well, Jesus Christ is giving them some direction here. Forgive them. He's also giving them some direction. Whatsoever you desire. I'm going back up to the 24th verse. He says here on the 24th verse. I'm skipping around, so I want to go to the 24th verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, there is no limitation there. That limitation is open. So whatever I desire, maybe I may desire to get a job. Maybe I want a particular position with a great company. So if I desire that, then if the Lord has given me this word and I believe it, so if I desire this particular position, what I can do is go before the Lord by faith, because he gave me that authority and that privilege to do so. So if he gave me that privilege to do so, then I can go before the Lord and in the quietness of my time, in my privacy, in the private time, in the privacy of my time. And I can ask the Lord to give me of my desire. So I did use a job as a position I use that as an example of whatever we may desire. So here is the third level of instructions. And when you, it's the 25th verse of the, still working with the 10th chapter of, still working with the 10th chapter of Mark and the 25th verse. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. So that's not a fair expression, that is a righteous expression. That's righteous. So Jesus Christ is here working with knowledge. He's not ignorant. He is teaching his students knowledge. He's giving them instructions on how to be effective with their authority to speak a word or to put up their request. So I'm going to go over here. So I'm going over here to the book of Hebrews. So if you have your Bibles, let's go over to the book of Hebrew. I'm almost getting ready to close here. So we want to know, how does faith produce us? Faith produces us when we receive a word of prophecy which is spoken by Jesus Christ to our heart. When we receive a word of prophecy which is spoken to our heart by Jesus Christ, that means that if we perform that word, if we receive that word, I want to start the statement all over again. If we receive that word and we perform that word, then we should get a good results. So if we continue to do exactly what the leader is leading, and that Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ is actually the one doing the work, then we should get a good results. A good results, not a negative results. So I'm going to run over here to the book of Hebrew. I'm almost about to close here. So when, if I get a word from the Lord, a word of prophecy from the Lord, then there are others that is connected to the Lord, that is connected to the family of Jesus Christ, which is the body of Jesus Christ. Someone else can confirm that I did get a word from the Lord. That's confirmation. I'm not the only one to have that confirmation. There are other judges that have that confirmation. So I'm here at the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, and the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is, I'm going to read over this once again, the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So here the writer here is giving an illustration of faith, substance. So if you have faith, then the person that have faith in, and they have faith in, it depends on who we have faith in. We don't want to have faith in a false prophecy or a false prophet or a false leader, because there will be no substance or no proof that our Lord Jesus Christ spoke that word, spoke that command for us to do that work. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I would like to use a career for an example. If I have a career and I go to work, I have a job and I go to work every day. The first day that I go to work, if my payday is not on that first 8 hours, then I will not receive any substance. But if my payday is that same day that I went to work, and I'm only going to work for 8 hours, then that after that 8 hours, I come in at 8 o'clock, or maybe it could be 9 o'clock. After I work 8 hours, then I expect to receive what? I expect to receive pay, a paycheck, or cash. That was my substance. Or if I work for the whole week, I don't see my substance when I first start. But at the end of that week, I should receive my substance. So if Jesus Christ is speaking to your heart or my heart, or whomever he may give a word to or a command to do a work, when that work is completed, that work is completed how? By faith. Why? Because once I complete the job that the Lord Jesus Christ has given me, then the presence of the Lord is there. How? By the Holy Spirit. So once we do the work, we're not void, or we're not in a place where there is no proof. If I work 5 days a week or 8 hours a day, at the end of the at the completion of the time that I complete the work, then there is proof. I work 5 days a week, and on Friday, or whatever day I am supposed to get paid, I get a check. And it is similar, not the same thing, it's similar. If the Lord command me to teach, I'm teaching you. When the teaching is completed, if you tell them that, well, I was sitting with Chaplain Jeffries. That's the office I've been working. I've been in chaplaincy. I work with Chaplain Jeffries. Well, they're going to look for some proof and some fruits. So if I've been teaching you for a period of time and there is no fruits, that means that the Lord Jesus Christ did not have me doing that work. But if he does have me doing that work because he commanded me to do it and I obeyed, then you should have some proof. Maybe I'm teaching you, about the process of the new birth. Well, if the Lord Jesus Christ gave me that word to give you how to go through that process, and you go through that process with your heart and mind, well, those judges that get in front of you, they will have confirmation that our Lord Jesus Christ gave me that duty and I completed the work. Why? Because the person that is receiving the word and putting the word to action by practicing it, then that person have that work that I perform. I'll use another example. If I have children, if I have a child and I develop that child from a baby, an infant, when that child is 10 years old, that child should have some substance. That child should know how to brush his or her teeth. If I taught them that. That child should have self-esteem, if I taught them that. All that work is connected to me. It's connected to what? My name. Well, Gwen's daughter or Gwen's son, or whichever one she developed as her children, they sure do look nice. And some children, they don't love themselves. Some children don't have any self-esteem. They are 10 and 11 years old. They don't know how to brush their teeth. Why? Because either their parents were not there or their parents did not love them. When we love our children, what we do is develop them for substance. When they are 1 year from birth to 1 year old, at 1 year old, if we've been training the child, we've been feeding the child properly. We have been talking to the child, teaching the child, whom is the mother and whom is the father. Those are the first steps. The next step is to feed the child. When the child start to when a child start to grow at 2 years old, then we're teaching the child how to walk. After the child learns how to walk, we are teaching the child how to talk. I'm just running through this information because teaching is to build us. It is to encourage us, to instruct us, so we're not just void of knowledge when we have been taught by holy teachers. When the Lord is working with that person by way of having given them a command to teach. So I'm just using the natural phenomenon as using children if we birth them in the world. So when the child is about 4 years old, now we're teaching the child possibly grammar. We're teaching the child how to count 1 to 10, 10 to 20. Those are just examples. So the child, when the child reaches 12, the child is not void of knowledge. Now the child is ready for what? The seventh grade. When we are teaching the child and developing the child. So when I'm working with the gospel, I am working with a developing process. So many don't teach their children, but when we love them, we teach them. My mother taught me. She taught me self-esteem. She taught me to go to school and to complete school and to get and to develop a career. So when we have been taught in the word by those whom say that they are commanded by Christ to teach, well, if I go through with all the processes that is there for the development of living, then other judges can confirm that that work is true and it is of Christ. So I want to run back over this first verse out of the Hebrews 11th chapter. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So at the end of my work week, I hope for my substance, which is my check. But at the completion of the ministry, when you're working, then you're hoping for the substance that was spoken and the work that you completed. You completed the work. Well, you should have the promises of Jesus develop in your spirit, in your heart. Maybe you develop with the gift of knowledge. Maybe you develop with the gift of finances. Maybe you develop wherever you was working. That's how your substance should be. The evidence of things not seen. So you don't see it when you first start working. When we first plant, if I want to use one more example. If we are planting for food or fruits. So when you first, if you plant the seed today, well, you must keep the grounds and make sure you're planting on the grounds according to the weather environment. Because if you plant a seed in the ground and the weather is always bad, then you can't grow the seed. But if you plant a seed for an orange or an apple within the season that fruit should develop on that tree, well, the tree is not going to be barren. The tree is going to have that particular fruit that we planted with. Okay, so here on the second verse, I'm going to run on here. For by it the elders obtained a good report. So why did the elders obtain a good report? They obtained a good report because the elders that was working, they were commanded to do the work of the gospel. When they was completed doing the work, then the judges, the apostles, the pastors or evangelists or prophets or prophetess were there to receive a report. If we go to school and we graduate from the seventh grade to the eighth grade, then we should have a report card. second verse. I'm going to read this all over again. For by it the elders obtain a good report. So the elders obtain a good report because the workers had completed all the work that was required. So now I would like to go over here. I'm getting ready to close. I'm coming close to my close here. I want to talk about giving. I will run over here to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and the 9th through the 10th verse. So when we're giving of our, when we are giving of our resources, we're not giving it away. So I want to talk about nonprofit. So a nonprofit organization is a business. It's a good business. So some individuals, they're doing the charity work. And so they're working with the laws of them not profiting from it, but the ones that they have the nonprofit up for, maybe they have a food ministry, or maybe they have a clothing ministry. Maybe they're helping someone who have had lots of trouble, they lost their job or whatever. So they can put up, that particular person can put up a business called a nonprofit, because they themselves are not to get the profit for their personal use. They are getting the profit for the ones that they are helping in the charity business. So that charity means that charity means once that person have that nonprofit for business, that charity means that the ones that they put their business up for can receive of the substance of it. So therefore, that person that gave or supported that charity, they can go at the end of the year, tax season, and they can receive that amount of whatever amount of money that they gave. They can receive that money right back at the end of the tax season, at the beginning of the tax season, I'm sorry, at the beginning of the of that tax season. If they do their taxes, they can get that money back, which they contributed to that charity. So the difference in charity and the gospel is that when we give into the gospel, then we are expected to receive profit and resources on behalf of giving of those resources on behalf of the Word of God. And also, we must consider the leader now. We're considering the leader. Why? Because if the leader is righteous and our Lord Jesus Christ has given that leader that work to do, that assignment to ask for resources for that ministry, then we're expecting that our resources should grow. Maybe on our job, we needed a raise, or maybe we want to get a business, open up a business. So we're not to just give out our resources to a ministry and not work. So if you give it, if you decide you want to give into this gospel, Virtuous Men and Women International Ministries Bible Teaching Seminar, if you want to give, then you're expected to develop in your resources with your substance that you have entrusted to the leader in this ministry. Now you're expecting a blessing. You're not expecting only your taxes. If you're giving to a charity, then you're expecting to go to the government and get a refund for your resources or your money that you gave. If you gave money. Now, if you give the food or if you give the clothes, well, then you're not expecting to get money. But if you give money to that charity, then you are expecting to get that same amount back when it's tax season. But in the Lord, it's a different process. So how do you give? You give by trust. So first of all, what we need to do is prove that the leader, the teacher, or the pastor is of the Lord, and the Lord did give them that work, and they do have quality enough character for you to trust, whereas you're going to give out of your faith and your resources what you work for or whatever, however you receive your income. You're not just giving it away. So if you're going to give it to this ministry, then I expect for you to put you up a business and start working with a business and expect the Lord to develop that business according to what I said the Lord has given me to work with. So on the first month, when you first plant your resources, you should receive, that's 4 weeks now, you should receive some kind of confirmation that your resources is growing. Maybe you got more customers on that month. But it's not a maybe, if, and but. That's just an example. So if the Lord is working with you, you do know. You know how? Because you get confirmation. When the Lord starts increasing you, he is working with your faith. If you don't apply your faith, then meaning if you don't apply your confidence. When I apply my confidence to a work or to a ministry, then I expect to grow. And if I am not growing there, if the Lord is not developing me, then what I'll do is talk to the leader, not just utilize any disrespectful behavior. Talk to the leader and let's talk. Let's chat about it and let's look at the situation to see what is going on. Why is it that the person is not growing after that they applied their confidence and gave? Maybe you might need a light fast. Fasting and praying is essential. It's biblical. You don't have to go on a long fast. We could fast sometime an hour or 2 hours if we need to. We don't want to take on that practice if we don't need to, but if we need to, maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need some help with your career. Maybe you need another career. Maybe you're working under the wrong manager, the reason why you're not growing. I don't say quit your job, but we want to look at these. We want to look at these instances and these kind of situations, because sometimes that can be the problem. I've had jobs, big jobs with large companies, and I did not grow. Why? Because I was in the wrong place. So we want to be in the right place when we are extending our trust to a work, a ministry. Okay, so I'm going to run over here, and I'm almost about to close here. So I'm running over here to Proverbs, the third chapter. I also want to extend my appreciation to all those who joined me for this work today. I appreciate you joining. Thank you very much. So I'm running over here to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. So, also we want to know, how should we think? Our knowledge is very much important. Our knowledge is there for us to live by. We live by knowledge, we live by knowledge, and often if we get wisdom, wisdom is to be sought for. So I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to talk on behalf of giving. Giving what? Giving of your resources into the ministry. I can be proven. You know how? I can be proven by way of going before the one going before the Lord and asking the Lord about my character. And can one work with me and grow? My mother did cause me to grow the best she could. So those who work with me and walk with me should grow. Not just be there and be fruitless. We don't want to. I don't work to be fruitless. So this is the third chapter of Proverbs and the ninth verse. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So here the writer is giving us some wisdom and discipline as to how to give. Wisdom, how to think with knowledge. I'm working in the book of Proverbs, which is under the wisdom of Solomon. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So here I have about $2,000. So if I'm going to give the first part, that is the beginning of my work, my labor. So I'm not just giving it out and not expecting to grow or not expecting to expand. Since I've been working with this scripture, I've developed about three businesses. Three of them. Why? Because I'm working. So if you're working, you should be developing. If you're working in your marriage, male or female, if you're working with your spouse, well, your marriage should develop for more happiness, depending on what you're working at. So here, but we're talking about the wisdom of giving. Ninth verse. I'm still on the third chapter of Proverbs. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Of all thine increase. So if my increase was, if the first part of my increase, if I want to give $5 or maybe I want to give a dollar, that's the first part of my increase. Or maybe I earn $20. Maybe I want to give a dollar or two out of it, but that's the first part. Maybe I earn $2,000 or $3,000. Maybe I want to give $100. Now, I always give all of mine, but I don't want others to do it because I'm teaching. So the writer is here giving us direct instruction and understanding how to give. How to give. Now, not only to give, but how and what? The first fruits. Honor the Lord. So if you're honoring the Lord, then you're honoring the leader. With thine substance, thy, T-H-Y, substance, meaning I've been working, I've produced, and now, the writer here is giving us wisdom on how to give. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Now, if I have been working, I don't have any increase, but if I've been working, then I have increase. Tempers, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. This is the result of me honoring the person that is in front of me in the Lord, on behalf of the Lord, on behalf of the works. Tempers, so shall thy barns. This word barns is a natural word, B-A-R-N-S. However, the writer is talking about, the writer is here and is talking about a spiritual place. meaning a place for all of my increase to be stored. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, meaning that you don't have any needs there. You have plenty. Plenty of what? Plenty of resources. Plenty of resources. Plenty of food in the refrigerator. Plenty of money in the bank. Plenty. It depends on how you're giving now. However you're giving, then that's what you're expecting to honor the Lord with. I'm still working with the 10th verse. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So we should be growing every and every level of our spirit. We shouldn't be in lack. Our mortgages should be paid. Our car notes should be paid. We should have peace in the house. If we have children, we should have peace with our family. So we are growing. We are on the elevator. So when I'm teaching the word, what I am doing is exalting all to believe in Jesus Christ and the work and the directions and instruction that is given on behalf of the process and the completion of the work of the gospel. So here I want to talk about testimony. What is testimony? Testimony is defined as when our Heavenly Father has produced a work by way of speaking that word to our spirit. Maybe the Lord gave me a word. Well, I'll just use this statement as an example. Maybe a person is sick. If they're sick and they received a healing and they told it to a people, that's testifying. That's giving the credits to the one who is supposed to receive it. So my testimony is that the Lord completed me. I was in Los Angeles for a while, and the Lord gave me a word to move. The Lord gave me a desire. I won't say gave me a audible word, but he gave me a desire to move to Atlanta. So when I moved to Atlanta, then the Lord completed me, and I made it. Why? Because the Lord gave me the word to, he gave me that word to do so. And when I did it, then the Lord completed me. So we are not just people who are void of substance if we're working, but we are to develop exactly how we are working. So I'm getting ready to close here. Also, I want to invite all those who would be interested to the Virtuous Men and Women International Ministry Bible Teachings Seminar 2023. If you're interested, you can go to the website at www.morningstargmnetwork.com. You can go to the itinerary and you can purchase your ticket or tickets. If you can't afford the pricing there, we are willing to talk with you and work with a plan with you until you can accumulate and profit the amount that we are asking. You don't have to get a ticket to go. The doors of the ministry is not closed because of the amount that we are asking. We will still work with you if you're working, if you are interested in coming to the conference. You are welcome and you are invited. Also, we would like to hear from each individual faith partner or believer. There is a section there where you can leave your information, leave your email address, leave your telephone number, and we will contact you back. If anyone needs prayer, you can call us at area code 470-530-6765. Again, that telephone number is 470-530-6765. And you can call us between the hours about 2 in the afternoon to about 8 o'clock in the evening. Again, if you can't afford the price that we're asking for, we're willing to work with a financial plan and work with you while you're working until you can afford it. And after that, you can afford it, then you can contact us and let us know, and we can go from there if you would like to come. Okay, so, and I thank all of the ones again for joining the room to listen in. Someone did speak to me, Evelyn Sogbo. I did not see how to answer that, so I want to tell you hi as well. And tell James hi, but we're closing. I'm getting ready to close right now, so I will be working again possibly next week, so you may join us then as well. Also, I did want to mention we are accepting donations from those who would like to help us to carry the ministry. Whatever one can afford, we do allow those donations. If you can afford it, only what you can afford. You can go to the pay button at the bottom of the screen once you reach the website, www.morningstargmnetwork.com. That's morningstargmnetwork.com. And there you will find all of the information if you're interested in attending the Virtuous Men and Women International Ministries Bible Teaching Seminar 2023. You will find all the information there that you need. You can go to the itinerary. Go to the itinerary, and if you would like to come to the seminar, you can click on the button. There is a button there. You have an option. You can click there and purchase your ticket or tickets. And thank you for joining us.